Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he is proud of manner in which all party delegations put forward India's voice on global platforms after Operation Sindoor. Launch of Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to space postponed again due to leak of liquid oxygen in propulsion system. Government sets target of 3 lakh crore rupees defence production by 2029. India's defence exports to reach 50,000 crore rupees in the next 5 years. Delhi Cabinet approves ordinance to regulate fees charged by schools to be sent for president's assent. Over 50,000 organizations from across the country register to host Yoga Sangam to be held on International Day of Yoga on the 21st of this month. And in football, India go down 0-1 to Hong Kong in crucial 2027 Asian Cup qualifier match. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is proud of the manner in which the multi-party delegations presented India's views in various countries on the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Yesterday evening, Prime Minister hosted the members of the multi-party delegations comprising parliamentarians and former diplomats who travelled to 33 world capitals over the past few weeks. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. He added that the country is proud of the manner in which they put forward India's voice. Members shared their experience with the Prime Minister, with the central government having already praised the work of the 7 delegations comprising over 50 persons, mostly current MPs. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who led the delegation to the Americas, praised the Prime Minister Modi for giving an opportunity in the service of the nation.
I think he saw this as an opportunity to thank the delegations for their service, and he was very pleasant. He spent more than an hour with all of us. It was not a formal meeting at all. There were no formal speeches, or even those of us who had given him our reports on the trip did not present those reports or speak to them particularly, but it was a good, lively, informal conversation. And we all suggested we should make a practice of this more often, sending MPs to engage with legislators in other countries. And the Prime Minister certainly seemed to take that idea on board.
Launch of Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed again due to leak of liquid oxygen in propulsion system. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the leakage was detected in the propulsion bay during the hot test which was carried out on the launch pad. Dr. Narayanan said, based on the discussion on this issue by ISRO team with the experts of Axiom and SpaceX, it has been decided to correct the leak and carry out necessary validation tests before clearing for the launch. The Axiom 4 mission was scheduled to be launched this evening at 5:30 p.m. IST from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in the U.S. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has set a target of 3 lakh crore rupees defense production by 2029. Addressing an event on the topic National Security and Terrorism organized in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, he said the country's exports in the sector will reach 50,000 crore by that time. The defense minister underlined that the annual defense production, which was around 40,000 crore rupees in 2014, has crossed the record figure of 1.30 lakh crore rupees. He further added that the government has set a target of 1.75 lakh crore defense production by this year. The minister said that the defense exports have skyrocketed to 23,622 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, and made in India defense products are being exported to nearly 100 countries.
साथियों आपको जानकर सुखद अनुभूति होगी कि आज भारत का डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट 2014 की तुलना में लगभग 35 टाइम्स बढ़ गया 2014 की तुलना अब 2013-2014 में भारत से होने वाला डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट 686 करोड़ आज यह बढ़कर मोर देन 24,000 करोड़ तक पहुंच गया है.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashwani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we discuss ease of living, how reforms and initiatives have made daily life simpler, more secure and more dignified for every citizen.
Improving the everyday lives of middle class has been a central focus of governance over the last decade. From housing and healthcare to urban mobility and digital access, the government has made sustained efforts to make life simpler, more secure and more convenient for the middle class. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, more than 1.16 crore houses have been sanctioned and nearly 93 lakh homes have already been completed, while the Smart Cities Mission has transformed infrastructure with over 93% of 7,545 approved projects completed. The metro network has quadrupled in a decade, growing from just 248 kilometers in 2014 to over 1,000 kilometers in 2025. While the Udaan scheme has made air travel affordable and accessible for the common people, connecting 88 airports through 625 routes. Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has emerged as one of the world's largest publicly funded health assurance schemes, with over 41 crore Ayushman cards issued. The rise of Jan Aushadhi Kendras, now numbering over 16,000, has made quality medicines up to 80% cheaper and brought essential medicines within reach of the common citizen. Platforms like DigiLocker has reduced the need for carrying or submitting physical copies. More than 52 crore users have signed up on this, underlining the utility of the service. While the Umang app, with over 8 crore users, offers services from over 200 departments all in one place. Aadhaar, now covering over 141 crore citizens, continues to streamline welfare delivery and reduce leakages. Together, these initiatives ensures India's growing middle class lives with pride, convenience and confidence. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. सेवा सुशासन गरीब कल्याण के 11 साल.
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the capital expenditure has grown significantly in the last 11 years, reaching 11.2 lakh crore rupees in 2024-25. In a special article, the minister said over the last 11 years, physical infrastructure in Bharat has grown at a rapid pace. He added that nearly 59,000 kilometers of highways have been built and over 37,500 kilometers of railway tracks laid. Talking about the digital transformation, the minister said India's digital public infrastructure, DPI, has become a global benchmark. UPI, Aadhaar and DigiLocker are now studied globally for their scale and inclusiveness. He further added that over 141 crore Aadhaar registrations and every day 60 crore UPI transactions signify its reach and acceptance. He lauded the recently inaugurated Chenab and Anji bridges as a symbol of modern Bharat. The minister wrote that a new Bharat is taking shape, where progress is measured not only in GDP but in dignity and opportunity. He said this surge in public investment is most visible in India's infrastructure, physical, digital and social. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Delhi government has approved the Delhi School Education Transparency in Fixation and Regulation of Fees Ordinance 2025 to regulate arbitrary fee hikes by private schools in the national capital. It will give major relief to lakhs of students studying in private schools and their parents in the city. This was informed by City Education Minister Ashish Sood while addressing the media. He added that after President's assent, the ordinance will come into effect retrospectively from April this year.
लगातार बड़े बड़े स्कूल जो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन बच्चों के साथ कर रहे थे वो सब अंत हो गया. दिल्ली की जनता के लिए एक सुनहरा दिन है जब दिल्ली की मुख्यमंत्री उनके नेतृत्व उनकी अध्यक्षता में कैबिनेट ने दिल्ली स्कूल एजुकेशन ट्रांसपेरेंसी इन फिक्सेशन बिल को अध्यादेश के रूप में जारी करने का प्रस्ताव पारित किया है.
Over 50,000 organizations from across the nation have registered to host Yoga Sangam, scheduled to be held on the 21st of this month, which is a new benchmark for collective participation. The Ministry of Ayush, in its statement, said that Rajasthan has emerged as the front runner with an impressive more than 11,000 organizations registered for Yoga Sangam 2025, the highest among all states. This remarkable participation is followed by Telangana with over 7,000 registrations and Madhya Pradesh with close to 5,000 registrations. This year's theme, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, echoes a universal call for unity and wellness. As part of the preparations for the upcoming 11th International Yoga Day, yoga practice programs are going on with full enthusiasm at various places in Uttarakhand. We have a report.
For the first time in the state, International Yoga Day will be celebrated at the Aganwadi centers in the state. Yoga practice sessions are being organized at various major places in the state, including school, colleges, university, Ayush centers, temple complexes, etc. Meanwhile, in Almora, which was the center of yoga during the 38th National Games, yoga awareness camps are being organized at various places in the city under the campaign Aao Hum Sab Yog Kare by Soban Singh Jina University. Dr. Lalan Singh, co-head of the Department of Yoga Science of the university, said that during the yoga sessions, people are being told about the importance of Ved, Upanishads and various yoga asanas.
लगभग सब जगह देश विदेश में अनेक जगह योग शिविरों का संचालन कर रहे हैं. योग के साथ वेदों को जोड़ना, उनके संस्कृति को समझना, उस संस्कृति को जन जन तक पहुंचाने का लक्ष्य सोबन सिंह जीना विश्वविद्यालय कर रहा है.
साक्षी सिंह, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, देहरादून.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed India's support for an ambitious and balanced India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA, by the end of the year. During a joint press conference with the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, Dr. Jaishankar called India and the EU two important forces of that emerging reality and stressed the powerful case for forging deeper ties. The minister said it is apparent that the world order is in the midst of a profound change, and these trends have intensified in many ways. India's senior men's football team lost 0-1 to host Hong Kong in a crucial AFC Asian Cup qualifier in Kowloon last evening. Hong Kong's Stefan Pereira scored in injury time in the 94th minute to secure the win. The defeat jeopardizes India's chances of qualifying for the 2027 Asian Cup in Saudi Arabia and could see them drop to 133rd in the FIFA rankings. In another Group C action, Singapore beat Bangladesh 2-1 to top the table, while Hong Kong moved into second. With 1 point, India sits at the bottom, and only the group winner will qualify for the 2027 AFC Asian Cup. India had previously played out a goalless draw against Bangladesh. In Odisha, the Deva Snana Purnima rituals of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra started this morning in the holy city of Puri. Snana Purnima festival marks the beginning of the annual Rath Yatra of the Lords. Deva Snana Purnima is held on the full moon day of the month of Jyeshtha. It carries a lot of significance for Odias. Extreme heat wave is sweeping across most parts of northern India, with temperatures rising above normal. Bathinda in Punjab recorded a scorching 47.6 degrees Celsius yesterday, while Ganganagar in Rajasthan saw temperatures soar to 47.4 degrees Celsius. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions will continue in Rajasthan, Haryana, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 days. The IMD also predicted warm night conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab and Rajasthan today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Nishit. India's population has hit 146.39 crore, according to UNFPA headlines, The Hindu. Multi-party delegations took India's stand to the world, says Prime Minister Modi, is the top story in Hindustan Times. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar says India's conflict is with terrorism and will hit deep into Pakistan if provoked, according to the Tribune. India ready to move forward on trade agreement with USA, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, according to a report in The Statesman. Train ticket chart to be out 24 hours before departure, reports the Times of India. And finally, Lieutenant Commander Yashasvi Solanki becomes the first woman ADC to the President of India, headlines the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he's proud of manner in which all party delegations put forward India's voice on global platforms after Operation Sindoor. Launch of Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to space postponed again due to leak of liquid oxygen in propulsion system. Government sets target of 3 lakh crore rupees defence production by 2029. India's defence exports to reach 50,000 crore rupees in the next 5 years. Delhi Cabinet approves ordinance to regulate fees charged by schools to be sent for president's assent. Over 50,000 organizations from across the country register to host Yoga Sangam to be held on International Day of Yoga on the 21st of this month. And in football, India go down 0-1 to Hong Kong in crucial 2027 Asian Cup qualifier match. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.